Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with John Nolan, Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Marketing Officer of the United States Postal Service. And joining me in our conversation is another PwC partner, Nancy Stacy.
Thank you, Paul. John, as Deputy Postmaster General and as Chief Marketing Officer, what are your areas of responsibility?
Well, there's several. First, I have the Chief Technology Officer who reports to me. And obviously, the marketing functions, everything from the product development to pricing. The sales organization is about to shift over to my area of responsibility. And the other area, which is new to the Postal Service, is an area called corporate and business development. We're really looking at more internet, e-commerce-related products and services and alliances and partnerships that we're going to see more and more of.
Throughout your tenure at the Postal Service, you stressed positive labor-management relationships, particularly in your work in New York City. How have you been able to improve labor-management relationships, and what lessons would you give? What lessons learned would you advise other managers?
Well, I go in with a certain bias that people do want to do a good job. I mean, you always have the outliers, but you don't structure a whole approach to business for a few people. You do it for the large group. I think honesty is very important. I mean, if you're going to do something, if you need to do something, you ought to be honest about it and get it on the table and discuss it. I think I try and work hard to understand the other's viewpoint, to be direct about what my viewpoint is, and to encourage them to see things from my side as well. And don't give up on important goals. I mean, if the first time you get a no that you go off and pout, it doesn't accomplish very much. If people know what's important and you can get a way to people to work cooperatively to achieve a compatible end, I think that's important.
As New York City postmaster, you also improved service and productivity. At the same time, you exceeded safety, performance, and budget goals. How did you do it? What were some of the keys to this success?
Well, following a good management team didn't hurt. George Schumann, who was postmaster in front of me, and Bill Dowling, who was head of operations, really did a great job. And the team that I at first inherited and then built were very good people. I think one of the things we did is we focused very heavily. I think we tried to focus on the customer to make sure that what we were doing made sense from the customer. And we paid a lot of attention to that, as well as paying a lot of attention to detail. In our kind of business, it's what have you done for me lately? And it's sticking to the knitting every day and making sure you're doing the fundamentals right. And then the other big thing, as I mentioned before, is communication. You just cannot over-communicate to an organization as large as that.
What do you mean when you say you focus on the customer?
Well, you know, a lot of times what we do is we say if we do our job right, then the customer benefits, because obviously what we're doing is in the customer's best interest. Well, that's an operation-centric look at things. And basically what we're doing may not be the right things for the customer. And what we've got to understand is what does the customer want? It may be that they're using our products, but they're using our products in spite of the fact that the product is the way it is, and they wish that something could be done slightly differently. And what we've got to do is constantly look at what are our customers telling us? What do they want? Now, certainly, if you make your budget goals and you make your service goals in general, that's got to be good for customers, but it may not be enough. And so I think that's the big thing that we try to focus on.
How would you describe the challenges today from your current position in terms of improving service and productivity?
Well, in our structure, the chief operating officer really handles the day-to-day operations of the company. But I think that working as part of the management team in a leadership role, we've got to make sure that we're challenging ourselves enough. If you set easy targets, you achieve easy things. If you set very tough targets, you sometimes find a way to achieve those tough targets. And so I think the challenge from our standpoint is to make sure that we understand what is it going to take to be competitive, to meet the needs of the marketplace, and then to try and exceed those and set tough targets. And in some cases, things that would seem impossible, you've got to lay out there as a challenge. Just like a number of years ago, the Postal Service decided it was going to hit mid-90s on service. And at the time, they were in the 70s, and everyone figured that's crazy, that'll never happen. And it happened. Why? Because they set tough targets and they didn't take no for an answer.
The Postal Service recently launched a number of new online services, such as Secure Electronic Documents and NetPost Certified. Can you tell us more about these and the directions the Postal Service is going in terms of online services and products?
Well, there's been a lot of questions about what in the world are you all doing? You know, this doesn't look like mail. What are you doing going into this business? And our answer is, look, we've been dealing in money, messages, and merchandise for over 200 years. It's what we do. And if you follow that line of reasoning, why in the world did we ever leave the Pony Express? We helped develop commercial aviation. Mail was the first big user of planes. Our customers are continuing to see incredible value and importance in mail, but they're also trying to communicate in other ways, to move money in other ways, to receive merchandise in other ways over the internet. We need to be there to make sure we're providing a full range of services. And just as any other company would seek to diversify if part of its product line was in jeopardy from diversion, we're diversifying. But the big thing is that we think that it's what our customers want us to do. We bring a tradition of trust. The secure messaging, again, the old game, who do you trust? When people are asked that question, we come up very high on the list. And so we think we can bring a greater element of trust to the internet. We think that our NetPost Certified, for example, is going to enable government and individuals to take a lot of the difficulty out of transactions, the cost out of transactions back and forth, by offering the ability to authenticate the sender of information, whether it's birth certificate information or medical information, and be able to authenticate it, encrypt the document that's being sent to Social Security or to Healthcare Finance Administration or whoever, so that they're able to get it in a mode that eliminates their work to get it in a machine-readable format. And it'll speed everything up significantly, reduce costs, enable government to work better, enable citizens to be satisfied. And part of what makes it possible is our ubiquity. We're everywhere, and people have an easy time doing with us. And we've partnered with some very, very good people in AT&T and IBM. So our big – and the other, of course, big one that we've mentioned is e-bill pay. Some people want to pay bills online. I mean, we love it in the mail. We like to keep bills in the mail and payments in the mail, but some customers want to do things differently. We believe that nobody in America, in the world, offers a better bill payment service than we do. We partnered with a very good company there as well, CheckFree. And so we bring strengths, they bring strengths, and we think this is helping us be more a complete answer for our customers.
What are the management challenges of introducing online services?
Well, it's being sure you're very crystal clear about what you know and what you don't know, what you should do and what you shouldn't do, and leave to partners on the outside who do this for a living. But that's no different from any company or any issue, whether it's transportation issues or whatever. But you, again, things move very quickly. Things that seem really interesting and exciting, and a lot of companies want to jump at them right away without thinking. You've heard that, you know, that dot-coms caused everyone to lose their judgment about what makes sense in business. Well, you've got to, you know, again, go back and do what makes sense in business and not just get enamored with a new technology. So I think you have to understand the technology, understand the customer and what they want, and again, stick with the things you do well and partner with the best for those things that you don't.
Many are apprehensive about having partners so deeply involved in the operation of their organization. They actually worry about the management challenge. How have you addressed that?
I think, first of all, what you do is to make sure you're careful about who you partner with. Second of all, you've got to sit down very carefully and make sure that you understand, along with your partners, what is it that each member of the team wants out of this relationship? What is it that each person on the team brings to the relationship? And how can we make sure that that's being – that those things are being delivered? And then to constantly reevaluate that, to make sure that you're asking the question, is the equation changing or are we still in good shape here?
We'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Business of Government Hour and our conversation with John Nolan of the United States Postal Service.